April 23, 2026. Today's reading from Discovery, My Treasured Possession. Opening prayer. Lord, I come to your words today with thanksgiving, grateful that through it I grow in my understanding of who you are and of your great love for me. Exodus chapter 19. At Mount Sinai. On the first day of the third month after the Israelites left Egypt, on that very day, they came to the desert of Sinai. After they set out from Rephidim, they entered the desert of Sinai, and Israel camped there in the desert in front of the mountain. Then Moses went up to God, and the Lord called to him from the mountain and said, "This is what you are to say to the descendants of Jacob, and what you are to tell the people of Israel. You yourselves have seen what I did to Egypt, and how I carried you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, if you obey me fully and keep my covenant, then out of all nations you will be my treasured possession. Although the whole earth is mine, you will be for me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words you are to speak to the Israelites." So Moses went back and summoned the elders of the people and set before them all the words the Lord had commanded him to speak. The people all responded together, "We will do everything the Lord has said." So Moses brought their answer back to the Lord. The Lord said to Moses, "I am going to come to you in a dense cloud, so that the people will hear me speaking with you and will always put their trust in you." Then Moses told the Lord what the people had said. And the Lord said to Moses, "Go to the people and consecrate them today and tomorrow. Have them wash their clothes and be ready by the third day, because on that day the Lord will come down on Mount Sinai in the sight of all the people. Put limits for the people around the mountain and tell them, 'Be careful that you do not approach the mountain or touch the foot of it. Whoever touches the mountain is to be put to death. They are to be stoned or shot with arrows. Not a hand is to be laid on them. No person or animal shall be permitted to live. Only when the ram's horn sounds a long blast may they approach the mountain.'" After Moses had gone down the mountain to the people, he consecrated them, and they washed their clothes. Then he said to the people, "Prepare yourselves for the third day. Abstain from sexual relations." On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning, with a thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke, because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. The Lord descended to the top of Mount Sinai and called Moses to the top of the mountain. So Moses went up, and the Lord said to him, "Go down and warn the people, so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them." Moses said to the Lord, "The people cannot come up Mount Sinai, because you yourself warned us, put limits around the mountain, and set it apart as holy." The Lord replied, "Go down and bring Aaron up with you. But the priests and the people must not force their way through to come up to the Lord, or he will break out against them." So Moses went down to the people and told them. Reflect. In the day-to-day goings on of life, how special do you feel? In what ways does how you see yourself impact your approach to each day? The Israelites have traveled for 3 months to reach Mount Sinai. There, through Moses as mediator, God speaks to his people. The Israelites are reminded that they have already had indisputable proof of what God can do for them. He has miraculously freed them from Egypt, guided their journey, rescued them at the Red Sea, and provided them with food and water. Now they must learn to listen to him and obey him. Only then will they be able to take advantage of being his treasured possession. They are to keep the covenant he established and represent him to the nations of the earth. The Israelites' arrival at Mount Sinai marks the fulfillment of a prophecy God gave to Moses at the burning bush. When he brought the people out of Egypt, he would worship God on this mountain. Chapter 3, verse 12. Camped before it, the Israelites are cleansed and set themselves apart for God. He made his presence known to them, and they heard his voice. Through Moses, he set boundaries. The mountain is holy. It can be approached only by invitation. Now Jesus, our mediator, reconciles us to God and reveals his Father's precepts and promises to us. Through him, we have free and full access to God, able to come boldly, even welcomed, to the throne of grace. Apply. Are there any of God's precepts or promises that you might need to more intentionally incorporate into your faith walk? Closing prayer. Father, help me always remember that, while you treasure me, you also call me to live a life of obedience and to honor you.